title of our Sunday school lesson today is Contend for the Faith Once Delivered to the Saints. And our devotional background study is from Jude verses 14 through 25. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their words and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Would there be any announcements before we go to our class? If not, I'll ask teachers to take charge of the class. Picking back up in the book of Jude, we'll start with the first verse and read four verses now. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we have here instructions and an admonition from Jude to contend for the faith, that is, to strive to have faith, to ask the Lord to give us that faith. Jude is speaking to saved individuals. You know that from how this letter is addressed here, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. So he's speaking to us today as well as these people back then. He says in the letter that he wrote to them, Beloved, when I gave all diligence, that when he put forth an effort, I don't think this was just something that he just sat down idly and really didn't have anything to do, so he just thought he'd jot off a fast note to these people. He had something on his heart, and he put forth effort to see that these people got the instruction that they needed. And as he says here, unto you of the common salvation, that is, saved individuals like we are saved, and he recognized that the salvation was needed, that it was a common salvation, that they shared something back then just as we share something today. We can stand up and we can testify and we can tell how the Lord saved our soul, and mine's probably different from Sonny's and Bert's, but there is that common, that repentance and that feeling that came into my heart and that knowledge that I know that I was saved, and I can look back, I can go back to that time and place. And that's what he's speaking of here, that common salvation. And he says, it was needful for me to write unto you this is something that needed to be done. It was something I believe that the Spirit of the Lord was directing him to do. And to exhort to you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints, that one time it was given to the saints. I believe that the Lord was impressing upon Jude that these saints were growing weak in the faith, that they needed some encouragement, they needed to draw near to God and to seek after that faith, that faith might see them through. He goes on here to say, for there are certain, he says, there are certain men, not there may be, or there is coming a time, or there will be, but there are, it had already happened at this time, there are certain men crept in unawares, that is, had begun to join themselves to their congregation, had slipped in their congregation, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he's talking about people professing to be saved, people standing up and saying they're Christians who really are not. And it says here, denying the only Lord God and our Jesus Christ. There is a world of people out there today that claim to be Christians and claim that Jesus Christ is the one that they worship, and yet in their services they have other things, other means of salvation, other ways to get to heaven. And I don't really like to get into talking about other faiths, other religions, and I'm going to try not to do that. And I think y'all know what I'm talking about. And it comes down to anything that's introduced into salvation that is not repentance and heartfelt salvation and depending entirely upon the shed blood of Jesus Christ, whether it be works or infant baptism or anything else. Now, I'm talking about people that profess to be Christians. I'm not talking about Muslims and Hinduism and Buddhism, whatever those cases may be. And the reason is that those people aren't really crept into our churches. I mean, there's a line drawn there. You know the difference when if someone says they worship Muhammad, you know they're not worshiping Jesus Christ. They're not claiming to. Now, they say that Jesus Christ lived and that he was a good man, I believe, from what I've read. But we're talking here about people that claim to be Christians. They've crept in unawares. Jude is warning this people here, and he's warning us today to beware of that, to watch out, to not just go along with someone comes up and says they're a Christian. We are not to just go along and go hand in hand with them in whatever it is that they are wanting to do. We need to seek to have faith in the Lord, to seek guidance and direction from the Lord, what he'd have us to do, what direction he'd have us to take. And that, you know, speaking just for myself, that can be difficult sometimes because, for one thing, I guess I'm a little bit hard-headed, and for another thing, I tend to want to look at a situation and map out my own course, map out what I think is best, and go that route. And that's not faith. That's not trusting in the Lord to take care of things. That's what Jude is saying here. You need to have faith in the Lord. You need to turn to him. You need to seek out what his will is and his guidance would be. As I read this, part of me wondered if he's talking to a church that might perhaps have been a little bit lacking in faith, might have been backsliding a little bit. I don't really know. I'm kind of torn on that as to whether he's saying that or not. What got me to thinking was it says it was needful for me to write unto you. And if it was needful, it seems like maybe that church had begun to get weak. And if had that not been the case, it would have maybe said it was good for me to write unto you. I don't know. I'll leave that up for y'all to ponder in your mind. The thought is here, though, is it needful today for our church? Let's bring it home to our church. Is it needful? Well, it's always needful for us to be aware and to be on our toes and to watch out. And the way that we do that, there's two ways. We pray to the Lord for guidance and direction and to keep us near and to increase our faith, because our faith, my faith, grows weak. If I don't pray every day, if I don't study the Bible some, I do grow weak. And I think that's just how it is. That's human nature.
So it's needful for us to pray to God every day, and it's needful for us to study the Bible, because the Bible gives us instructions. It tells us to watch out for. And I believe that coupled with prayer and faith in the leadership of the Lord, He'll lead us to read a passage in the Bible that'll prepare us for whatever may be coming that day or that week. And I don't read the Bible as much as I should or the way that I ought to, I'll tell you that. But I do really believe that the Lord will direct my reading in the Bible to help me through the week that's coming. Because He knows what's going to happen. He knows what I'm going to be faced with. And He knows the measure of faith that I'm going to be needing to get me through that week or that day, as the case may be. A thought that came to my mind while I was studying this is that, you know, we have people that come up and they want to join the church. They want to join our church perhaps sometime, and they will give a testimony. And generally, if it's a seems of a sound testimony, I mean, we don't turn anybody away. But it is possible for unsaved people to join a church, any church, our church included. And that weakens the church. I have no doubt about that. That causes problems, and it will cause problems in a church, because those people are there not being led by the Spirit of the Lord, not being directed by His will. And I really believe that if enough unsaved people are allowed to enter into a church, then it can destroy that church. And for that reason, we need to be aware. We need to be on guard. Not that we need to question people's salvation. I don't mean to say that. But if we as God's people are near Him, those of us that are here today, pray and ask for guidance and leadership, and His Spirit is among us, those people won't be... They won't be joining the church in a lost manner. And I don't mean to... I don't mean to try to be singling anybody out. I'm speaking of this in a general term as something that we need to watch out for and be aware of. Let's go back now to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, if you would. If I've marked it here, I can get to it. Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, it says, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, and prove your own selves. Know ye not that your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates?" Examine yourself, he says. Look at yourself. Think about yourself. Think about your actions, the feelings in your heart, how that you're led. Are you in the faith? Do you trust in the Lord the way that you ought to? Prove your own selves. In your mind, become convinced. Know that you're saved. Know that the Lord is leading you. That can happen, and we as God's people know that. We know when we're saved. We can also know when we're being led by the Lord. And we can know when we're just kind of floundering around. You can feel that in your heart. You can feel that in your lives. And you know when you're drifting around aimlessly and you need to draw to God. That's what he's saying here. Know. Prove yourself. Then he says, "Know ye not that your own self..." That is, don't you know how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? If you're saved, Jesus Christ is in you. If you're saved, he'll lead you and guide you. If that's not the case, then you're not saved. That's how I interpret that verse. Except you be reprobates, except you be lost, he's not in you. So we as God's people need to think about that and look at it. Not to question our salvation, but to question and ask ourselves, where do I stand today? Where am I in this contending for the faith? Am I asking God to give me the faith? Am I exhibiting the faith that I ought to have? Contend for that faith. I'm going to go back now to Matthew chapter 16. Verses 6 through 12. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye did not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Now, the reason I wanted to read that is here are Jesus' disciples who are walking with Jesus. They're with him every day. And Jesus said, you have little faith. They don't understand. If they can be in that condition, how much more so can we today be in that condition? We can our faith can grow weak. And then they understood when Jesus spake to them, when they listened and they drew near and they heard from him, and we're in the same condition today. We're not gonna see the Lord standing with us with our eyes, but we can feel him in our heart, and we can talk to him just as much so as they talk to him, not with our voice, although we may pray out loud, but we can pray to him with our heart. And we can get an answer. And when that happens, he'll open our eyes, he'll open our hearts, and he'll let us understand. And we won't be making the mistake here of misunderstanding what it is we read or misunderstanding whatever it is that's going on in our lives. We'll understand and we'll beware of the things that we need to beware of and draw near to the things that we need to draw near of. But even the disciples, a lot of times I kind of view the disciples as something special, something, you know, they had more whatever than I did. They were around Jesus. But the truth is they made mistakes and they fell far short many times, and they were given to us as an example. The only difference in that, well, maybe not the only difference, but the fact that they walked with Jesus, to me, tells me that they, even with that much evidence in front of them, seeing Jesus, and yet they could still not maintain their faith, how much more I need to pray to the Lord and read and study up and understand that my own faith might be stronger. I'm going now to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. And that says, And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I said, you know, I believe that the Lord can direct our reading of the Bible to prepare us for whatever's coming in the week. And we need to have, he says here, we need to have the faith, the shield of faith, that the fiery darts of the wicked might not hurt us, might not harm us. That is, that we would trust in God, that God would take care of whatever situation comes up, that he would direct us and be with us and give us, that we would have the faith in him to give us the strength to get through the times, the troubling times that are come. Because, you know, the Lord can work on both ends. He can protect us and guide us and keep us out of trouble. And he can also work on their end, the ones that are throwing those fiery darts, to confound them, to stop them, maybe to turn their hearts to the side, or failing that, to turn their feet and to cause them to slip. The Lord is there on both ends of the situation, and we need to have the faith and trust in him that he'll do that. So, I have one other thing I want to read now, going back over into Matthew, and I'll be done then. This is Matthew 21, verses 21 and 22. And this is concerning the fig tree that didn't produce any fruit, and the Lord cursed it. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, If ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Ask in prayer, believing, having faith. He says, all things ye shall receive if you ask in prayer and have faith. And I believe that that's true. I don't have any doubt at all. I mean, the Lord said it. It has to be true. My problem is I am weak in the faith many times. I pray for things, but in the back of my mind, it's overrun in my heart. The back of my mind is telling me, well, it's just not going to happen. And that's what Jude is saying. Draw near to God. Have faith. Ask the Lord to strengthen your faith. And the scripture just came to my mind about the where Jesus told the man who's, I'm just trying to remember this, the man's daughter was dying or had died, and the Lord said, if you have faith, she'll live. And the man said, Lord, I have faith, help my faith, or something to that effect. I have a little bit of faith, but I need the Lord to help my faith, to strengthen me, to give me more faith. Does anybody have any thoughts or any comments today? I appreciate y'all showing up today and being here. And I hope you got a little bit of something out of the lesson today. Yes, we do. We have a lot to be thankful for. If there's nothing else, let's keep Brother Armour in our prayers that the Lord might be with him and give him guidance and faith. And Brother Don, would you dismiss us?
Thank you.